is this? Everybody, it's Triple M around the nation. You're listening to Get This. It's the Friday edition hosted by me, Tony Martin. Radio's Fagan, surrounding himself with crack-addicted young folk from broken homes.
All of this is about the host's imagination and the host's courage.
Sure.
I mean, the fake these guys on the ground and stuff, you know, they want to flick you at one time.
True, and who are these guys? Well, in the sidecar, it's Ed Cavalli.
Fighting off far more than anyone. Could chew.
That's very true, Mr. Abbott. And pushing the buttons, Richard Marsland, sporting a satiny caftan for Friday and freeballing his way through today's show.
This is the master of the stunt. Here's a stunt. It's a stunt.
I'm exhausted after those introductions.
Yeah, right, Tony, you were working hard on those.
How do you get Abbott and Costello and Ruddy to give us introductions every day?
I don't know how it is. Sometimes we just have applause.
It's amazing.
But not on Friday. Jokes must go. We're emptying out the bottom of the barrel. And who lives at the bottom of the barrel? Stephen Segal.
Oh, man.
We love Stephen Segal. And here is the barrel. And, you know, he's in the news for once. Actually a legitimate reason to talk about.
Hey, FBI ruined my career, says Segal.
Stephen Segal, whose action movies were once major box office attraction, believes false allegations by FBI agents have ruined his career. The comments are the first Segal has made publicly about the investigation which began some 5 years ago by the FBI into accusations he'd intimidated a reporter and had ties to organized crime.
Oh, okay.
That whole Pelicano deal.
Now, when they say ties to organized crime,
yeah,
have they just misunderstood Nico Above the Law?
Possibly.
Thinking it was a documentary?
They're citing Half Past Dead.
Oh, dear.
As evidence, Segal is demanding an apology from the FBI. Says here, Segal 56 was once a major star of action movies such as 1992's Under Siege, which earned $195 million at worldwide box offices. But now he makes straight-to-DVD releases such as Flight of Fury and Attack Force.
No, excuse me, they are straight-to-VHS releases.
That's right.
There can't waste valuable DVDs on the go up there.
Once everyone's gone over to DVD, he'll still be
absolutely
coming out on VHS. But is this true? I mean, okay, it's not, you know, career choices.
Oh, no,
that's led to him living in this sort of VHS ghetto. Apparently, it's the FBI to blame.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I decided to see if this was actually true. I've got onto the internet to see what has Stephen Segal done lately? Well, since Half Past Dead, which I guess was the last one that came out in cinemas.
Oh, I don't know if it made. No, I think that was straight to. Bakelite Cylinder.
Right. It was cinemas in America.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
That was 5 years ago.
Good.
All he's done since Half Past Dead, 5 years ago. The Foreigner, Belly of the Beast, Into the Sun, The Day You Die, Out for a Kill, Out of Reach, not to be confused with Out for a Kill, The Shadow Man, Attack Force, Flight of Fury, Black Dawn.
I think we've already had that one.
Clementine, no,
we haven't had that one.
Clementine. No. Mercenary for Justice, and Submerged.
Yeah, so
it's all he's done.
Yeah.
Those 17 movies are the only movies he's made in the last 5 years.
It's a drought.
FBI, stifling his creativity. So hang on. So what they're doing is they're forcing him to make 17 shithouse films instead of one good one. It's quite a plan from the FBI.
Pretty amazing.
Well, it's set for release, by the way.
Set for release?
Yes. Yeah,
but not an M one.
Set for release.
Never to be released.
Straight to video. We've got Urban Justice. He's just had Mercenary for Justice come out.
Yeah.
In the next 3 months, we've got Urban Justice.
You know what I'm seeing now? I'm seeing a Kangol cat backwards.
Oh, yeah. Prince of Pistols is coming out.
Oh, yeah, POP.
And, of course, Marker.
What's Marker?
I don't know, but it's going to be good.
Steven Seagal has a black felt tip pen.
Erasing crime from the street.
Oh,
something like that. And then if you throw in Exit Wounds, The Patriot, and Kicker, that means that since 2000, like this century alone, he's already made more movies than Warren Beatty had over his entire career. And this is a man who's won the Lifetime Achievement Oscar.
Yeah, and let's have a look at the stats.
Yeah.
Nobody's watching Bullworth.
Nobody's getting Bullworth out. But you cannot get a copy of Half Past Dead to save your life. Why? People want to see an elderly gentleman with painted on hair kicking kids in the face. In very dodgy lights. Now, what is Steven Seagal? I mean, he's only making 17 movies every 5 years.
My problem with
that. He's got to fall back on other aspects of his career. Now, we know he's got the Steven Seagal Lightning Bolt energy drink, only available via the website.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be thirsty in advance. And, of course, the music. We've heard about his band Thunderbox.
Thunderbox.
Do you want to hear some?
Want to.
That'll be next. How's that for Friday, Sizzle? Get this. Like the Killers, When You Were Young, here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. And of course, Triple M, you never know what we'll play next.
True.
Music wise.
Mm-hmm.
So today, here on Get This Friday edition, all jokes must go. The bar is lowered. Let's have the music of Steven Seagal. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Now, when I think of Steven Seagal music, Ed, I think of this kind of stuff. Talked and joked about his band Thunderbox before. That's what they're really called. We've never actually heard any. You've located something off the internet.
I have. I've been on a lot of Steven Seagal forums recently. And hello to everyone who's on a Steven Seagal forum at midnight. Lovely to have you on board. Now, but the problem is, Tone, people are saying that he rips his music off.
They
are. They say that Thunderbox is a rip-off. Here's some Steven Seagal Thunderbox on Triple M.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that is really Thunderbolt.
Well, what does it sound like to you?
It sounds like that Eric Clapton song.
Let's hear the Eric Clapton song.
Wow. I was going to say either Change the World by Eric Clapton or Extreme, More Than Words.
More Than Words.
More of the cigar. When do you get to the singing bit?
No, you cannot.
You've cut it off before the singing bit.
Well, I'm glad you've asked that, Tone.
Yeah.
That leads us to a new game.
Oh, really?
That we're about to play.
Yes.
Called Steven Seagal Lyrics or Sentimental Greeting Card.
Oh, okay. So you transcribe actual
cigar lyrics
that he's written himself.
That he's written himself.
In between punching people in the face.
Yes.
And getting his beautiful Asian assistants to call him Master. Apparently he does. I noticed there's a lot of them in that video clip too. If they want to look that up, where can they see that?
Steven Seagal, it's called Girl, It's Alright.
Mm. On YouTube. Let's play the game.
Right, Tone, luckily for you, the theme song for this new segment is you doing a rap from TLC's Waterfall.
Okay, here we go. Yesterday was your head so long, and no love song, and a photograph of you.
What is that?
Singing the blues. Nothing comes easy. Try to keep it all together now.
I'm sorry, that's the thing.
All together now with John English.
Gets me going, that one.
Huge for a moment.
Wow.
Keeping it alive.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
All right. 2, 3, 4. Once there was a king who lived in a foreign land, had riches and gold, envy of every man.
Oh, that sounds like Seagal.
Correct, Tony.
Yeah. Steven Seagal. Yeah,
during that bit of the film clip, he's sitting there in the silk tent while many an Asian lady washes him.
There's
a foreign king in the land. What do you?
As we know, he does surround himself with a bevy of.
Yeah, they all have to call him master, according to Bruce.
How do you get a bevy?
Oh, I love a bevy. Cool, blimey. Knee deep in a bevy.
Formed you here to be part of Ed's bevy.
A lady. All right, anyway. Ready, Rich?
Yes.
Let your light shine down on everyone, especially me. That is either...
Who is it, Man Max with a box of killer pelicanos? Or is it... I reckon that definitely sounds like Steven Seagal.
Incorrect, my friend.
You didn't get that one, did you?
No, on the internet. You can look which event?
Oh, yeah, it's great. You don't have to buy cards anymore. You should just send somebody.
Yeah, you can just transcribe them down, send them some flowers with some gold on it.
Wow. Once they can send sandwiches on the email, then you'll be happy.
Sandwiches with encouraging messages.
Look at that.
Happy birthday, Ed. Okay, ready, Tone?
Yes. No matter what tomorrow brings, whisper your wildest dreams to me. Quietly, softly, intimately.
Yeah, I heard you saying that on the phone to someone yesterday, so I'm saying that cavalry.
Incorrect.
Seagal, guess what's happening in the film clip when he's singing that?
I don't want to know.
Washed by a baby.
Always being washed by a baby.
Always getting towelled down with frangipani.
He's enormous. It's a two baby job, I would have thought.
You have one baby on the front, another one around the back. I don't want to be on the back baby. I don't want to be part of the back baby crew. Back baby crew. At least we know what our... breakdancing troop is now called. All right, finally, Richard, you ready?
That's it.
Wear a silk tent, orange your face, strap a cap to your head, make Asian girl call you master, release drinks full of energy.
That is from a greeting card.
I'm speaking to that one.
It's for a very specific event, for Steven Seagal's birthday.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, you
well done.
Well, is this going to be a new regular segment on the show?
No, I think it's probably the last time that it happens. Of course, you've got to sing us out now, Tone.
How's the second verse go? Yesterday's just a memory of my have been. Rock and roll never forgets or regrets. Nothing comes easy. Try to keep it all together now.
Go to a real song, please, bitch.
Around the nation on Triple M, Talkback Mountain coming soon. Today's prize pack, you could win
checks for a $53,000 breast enhancement and a $10,000 check for repairs to a car.
For $53,000, I'd want them to put plasma screen into my boobs. It blew out like a watch.
Well, I think that's a clip from that story that's going on in Brisbane, the 94-year-old sugar daddy. You've got to be careful what we say. That's still in court.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. We can talk about it, though.
It made for some great clips on the news last night.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I love it when you start from allegedly spent $53,000 on a boob job and cut to the woman going, I did everything possible for that man.
Check him out. It's being a carer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my ears pricked up with 94-year-old sugar daddy. That's when the videos that they've started recording.
The older the bearer.
All right, look.
All right.
We must not say anything more about that.
The
Nissan Navara.
Oh, yeah.
I'd just like to point out, you know, while we're talking Brisbane controversy.
Yeah.
Sorry, turning it to Borley again. What about the nude car wash? People calling in about that. Seems to have closed down now.
Yeah.
Taking off around the world. Topless car wash shock. A lot of people have emailed this story to us. Men who queued up for a topless car wash in New York got a bit of a shock to find the washers were all men.
Oh.
Don't fall for that one.
It's unfair.
I don't know if that constitutes attacking the weekend the way one attacks the work day, which is what you can do in the Nissan Navara.
At least with a dude stack.
They should put their aerial down for starters when you go in the wash.
Oh, come on, Ruth.
It's enough out of you.
What are we talking about?
We're talking movies, Tone.
We're talking some music from movies.
That's our theme today, movie music.
Yesterday we had a lot of discussion about Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the name of the song when Rodney Dangerfield started the party
yeah.
On the 18th green? much to the chagrin of the wealthy dowagers, I must tell you, by just turning a knob on his golf bag,
and a radio bursts to life.
Yeah, and that song, a very happy party song, starts playing.
Yeah, what is that song?
That song is Journeys Any Way You Want It.
No, that's what we said originally.
Well, that's what we said. Then I said that, you said that, Richard didn't. Let's hear a little bit of Journeys' work.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
We said it was Journey. Richard was going on about Boston, some band called Chicago. Weren't you, Rich?
Was I?
Yes. You said it wasn't Journey, didn't you, Richard?
Yeah.
You did, Richard. Yeah.
Really?
Well, what? Hang on, have I mucked this up?
Sounds like you have.
Sounds like I have. Wait, stop. Go back. I've got a clip from yesterday's show, Richard.
Really?
Have a listen to what you said that song was.
I'm Richard, and that song is so sounding in case I like the
okay. Well, it's scanning footage, and Exhibit A.
So there you have it. Oh, I feel very red faced. I'm sorry, you must.
Is that file closed now?
Fix that.
We'll hear a bit of movie music.
Good luck.
It's my favourite bit of production music. This is music. Anyone. You listeners could buy the rights to for your wedding videos or anything you want. This bit of music here. Love of Sports from 1972 from the album Music Pictorial. It's been used so many times, but we use it under the menu for all of the fine The Late Show D-Generation products, including The Late Show Presents Bar Jazz and the Olden Days in the shop now. Don't forget those 17 Easter eggs. Almost as many beverage holders as the Nathan Navarro has. We've been saying we'll send you a copy of the extremely rare Hit This limited edition illegal download album. Only 24 copies left. If you can find that piece of music in a movie,
fantastic,
in the background of a movie.
Mm.
Now, I've got an email up here from Daniel Aoud. Aoud.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Aoud. I don't know, that's my best attempt. I'm sorry, Daniel. He says, I think it makes a subtle appearance in The Blues Brothers. It's played in the background as Jake and Elwood ride in a lift in the taxation office.
That's all the guys running.
What thing, guys? Captain, let's really quiet bit of music and let's see if he's right. That's girl from Ipanema.
Sorry, mate.
But three people have emailed us. I've left their names just there.
Good, good. We'll just call them Tony Ed and Richard.
Saying that it does appear in an earlier film by the same director, by John Landis,
yes.
The Kentucky Fried movie.
Fantastic movie.
You remember the scene which is, it's like an ad for a beer, like a Miller beer ad, but it's all Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Remember that? Check this out.
You just sold your last case of incense and pestered over 60 pedestrians. After a grueling day, you finally run out of leaflets. Now, it's Willer time. Time to kick off your sandals and pop open a Willer. The best tasted beer since 1892. Now it's time to relax after a tough day. You owe yourself the best tasting beer you can find. It goes down easy. It's cool, refreshing, and far less filling. You're only reincarnated 6 or 7 times in life, so you've got to reach for all the gusto you can. Willer.
So if people want to get those out over the weekend, give themselves a real treat.
That's meaner than any gotcha call I've ever heard.
Wouldn't make them do that.
All right, what we're going to do is get the listeners on board. I was going to have another reading from the set of Meat Pie.
Definitely not.
Can't believe the clock's against us.
Yeah, good on you, fuck.
But the listeners need a slice of ash, and that's what they'll get next as we play Public Transport Adventures.
Corsets, cleavages, and cup sizes.
Around the nation on Triple M. That's what you're doing. Brought to you by the Nissan Navara. Yeah. And, well, people are requesting to hear a bit of Stephen Segal again. Why don't you cut it off before the vocals? We need to get a longer version of that. People want to hear the man sing.
Sizzle, bro. Sizzle. Yeah.
Just to allay any confusion, this is that Eric Clapton song. This is Stephen Segal. And then have you got a bit of extreme more than words?
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah, that's
very similar. You're all working the same side of the screen.
There he is, on Triple M. Just reminding you to get this Bacon Phil podcast 120.
Yep,
going up today.
Stoners.
What a weekend smoker. That's what I'm saying.
Keeps what the gentleman that likes his smoking out of an old orange juice bottle.
They send us a lot of incoherent mail, but they certainly appreciate that extra third podcast for the weekend. And if they don't get it, they're not very happy. A testament to the quality. Now, what are we going to do here? We normally have a bit. What music have you got, Mr. Martin?
I don't know. We could shake things up a bit, I think.
Sure. Thank you very much, Green Day. Working class hero here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. I mentioned podcast 120 is going up today. People want to know where they can hear our visit from Alan Ruck. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, podcast 119 is the answer.
Right.
Says Geo Hammett. I was a big Spin City fan and really enjoyed Alan Ruck's work on that show. My friends and I still use some of his great descriptions of breasts. Sweater Meat is our all-time favourite.
Classy guy.
Very nice man.
Oh, yes.
But very sleazy on that show.
You know, Ed and I went and saw Superbad,
yeah.
A preview of this.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, it's good. In terms of, like, you know, your slang terms for sexual acts and also for parts of the female anatomy and also the parts of the male anatomy.
Yeah, there you go.
It is the gold standard.
Right.
It's like pretty much, you know, it's like 10 a minute.
It's an educational movie, you say. That was Seth Rogen who came in here, the star of Knocked Up. He's written this. He wrote it when he was a kid.
He did. And made me, like, I walked out and I was like, well, I've wasted my life. They've been making that and they've been on the cinema.
All right. So that's number one at the US box office. Nobody in it anyone's heard of except for Michael Cera from Arrested Development. We're hoping he's going to come in and come
out. I can meet him, man.
Do you reckon we can get the entire cast of Arrested Development in here by the end of the year?
Henry Winkler.
Can you organise that? We've had Will Arnett, Michael Cera coming. What about the Bar Jar DVD? I mentioned
that.
How's
that going, Tony?
Well, Tristan from Altona says he's been to 6 shops to get Bar Jar, sold out, and all of them out.
Right. Good news, Tony.
Bar Jar mania. Some people are saying that certain websites are claiming it has 2 discs.
No,
it's just one disc.
Right.
2 features on one disc. Chockers, though. 17 Easter eggs,
yeah.
Alan goes home empty-handed.
I know.
Why don't you guys, this is according to Wally Comeover, Sea Patrol is just begging for the Bar Jar treatment. It's hilarious already. I think you can make it funnier. Thank you very much. And finally, just a bit of mail here from Tim Fairhouse, who says CFM on the coast up in Queensland Friday played a message Warwick Kappa had left on their answering machine. Now, I hope this is true, and I apologise, Warwick, if it's not true. Offering to go on their Drive Time show for free if they could slip him a couple of tickets to the Silverchair Powder Finger concert.
Oh.
Well, $3,000 to strip in your garage.
Oh.
Now he'll show up just for a couple of powder finger tickets.
And you know what? You probably could have fooled Warwick. If you just had a couple of Smith crisps that you'd written powder finger ticket on and handed it to him.
Thanks very much.
Oh, enjoy that.
If I told you guys the story, I went and had lunch before he did some voice sessions for Austereo, and they thought he would bring back the receipt for like a $15 counter meal or something. Yeah. It was $2.60 for a pie that he bought at the server.
Bought it a refund.
Bought the sauce myself. That one's on me.
We've got to get him. He's got to be mayor of the Gold Coast.
Oh, yes.
That's the kind of stuff I want to see from a mayor.
Out
of the All right, let's stop mucking about. Let's go climb and talk back mountain.
Swing for a motorbike.
Again? Good to know. To get this, listeners are on fire today. Listen to this. Adrian saw Travis from Big Brother at a pub last night. Went up to him and said, "Hey, mate, are you from Bolvia?" Travis told him to piss off.
Brilliant.
Piss off, oh.
He goes, yeah.
Back to Volvo.
Good effort.
What are we talking about today? Where are we going? Yes, we're stepping on the public transport. That's what everybody's doing. Where the public transport is free to use or not.
No, in Melbourne, it's very crowded.
Yeah, no matter where you turn around the country, yeah. It's just a breaking point, apparently, public transport.
They want people to use public transport, but it seems like they don't have enough of it.
That's right, right.
Okay. So we're saying public transport adventures.
Well, let's not be too hasty.
I've got some other ideas for phone topics tonight.
Oh, other ideas?
Yeah, how about log jamming with Richard Marpey?
No.
What do you call your ankles?
No.
Which French guy keeps looking at her?
No.
Or who wants a piece of the action?
So I don't know which French guy keeps looking at you.
What do you call your ankles?
Sweet.
Give us a call. Which French guy keeps looking at you?
There's so many great ideas. You know, brush with chemical Ali. Nobody wanted to do that one. But can we get no callers?
All right, public transport adventures.
Yeah, stuff you've seen. We want tales from the front line of public transport.
I can kick us off if you'd like.
Let's hear it.
I was on a bus the other day in my capital city.
Yeah.
Isn't it broad? And a gentleman up the back dropped a nice coffee. Not a farmer's union like yourself. It was a rare variety.
Yeah.
Had a lid. Lid fell off. And I thought, oh, well, that's the end of that. And he picked it up. And then, but the bus was going up a hill, so it was sort of the angle of the floor was allowing the air to rush back into the bottle from whence it came. And he just stood there for a second, like a man collecting the fountain of youth, just allowing the somewhat discarded dare to roll back in.
That's the delicious crunchy bits now.
Well, public transport, I have never been able to top a conversation I heard on public transport about 20 years ago in Brisbane.
Oh, yeah.
On a bus going through the valley.
Oh.
And it was just after VHS video recorders had come out.
Yeah.
And there were two old ladies sitting in front of me on the bus, and they're going, "Oh, look, I've got myself one of these video recorders, and they're replaying the Thornbirds. Now, I love that Richard Chamberlain. He's great, that Richard Chamberlain. So, look, I've got myself a tape. Look, I've got one of these videotapes, and I'm going to tape the Thornbirds." And there's a long pause, like about 20 seconds, and the other woman goes, "But that's only a three-hour tape. Thornbirds is going to run a lot longer than 3 hours." And then the other woman goes, "Yes, but I'm only going to tape the bits Richard Chamberlain's in." She was going to sit there with the pause and just get Chambo shot.
Well worth it.
That's the kind of gear you hear out on the public transport.
Well worth it.
Good rule for life, generally.
Wow. What have you heard, Mr. Mark?
Well, I used to go to training school every single day. Those old red hands.
You know,
and so they had manual doors that you could just open yourself. You didn't have to wait for the conductor's permission or anything.
Yeah.
You could just open them. So quite dangerous, but also led to a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You could actually go in between carriages. A lot of the school kids used to do this, in between the carriages and smoke.
Oh, man.
While the train was on the way.
Yeah. Back in the 20th century, that was very popular.
Yeah. And on the way home,
we had on in that little gap as well, too, I reckon.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Great times on the red hens.
Mm.
And there was also the drunk guy who was so drunk that he didn't know which side the platform was on. So he opened the door to the wrong side. And stepped,
this is the old Buster Keaton.
And just stepped onto the rails on the other side. I mean, it could have ended horribly.
Oh, good stuff.
But, of course, and then there's kids, you know, opening the doors while the train's still moving and hanging on the outside. Crazy stuff. Thank God the red hens have been replaced.
Mm. All right. This is not a message, Rich.
A message at the end of that.
Smoking, train surfing, try it all.
Which is Richard's in the gap trying to get his hand up a tunic.
We want to hear tales you're doing from the public transport. Call us.
Yeah. Guy Rich.
We'll accept anything. 1-333-53. Woohoo! 85! Thank you very much. Bowling Kids. 1985. That's still up there. Today we're on public transport. Who's on public transport with a story through there?
John Will.
Hey there, guys. How are you?
Excellent, sir. What's going on in the public transport?
I'm from Sydney and I catch the 392 bus in the morning.
That's my bus, yeah.
And this gentleman, he dances and sings gospel songs in the morning.
Well, what you need to do there is for once, Carl Sanderland would be useful. Wouldn't it be great to just have him on the bus?
Call that gospel? That's not gospel. I do a better gospel than that. I haven't blinked in 15 years.
On another note, my mate's a massive Journey fan.
Really?
And he's got Don't Stop Believing tattooed on his arm.
Fantastic. Where is any way you want it tattooed?
Thank you, okay. Will. Lovely to talk to you.
Who else is on public transport, Ed Cavalier?
Hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm all right.
What's going on with public transport, bro?
What a busy trip you got. What's going on there?
All right, guys.
I think it might be because your radio's on, sir.
Hang on.
We're sounding a tad Dalek-y, it is here.
Sorry,
he's
on the
top.
Sorry,
okay.
Yeah, sorry, guys. How are you?
Yeah, that's good. Thanks, Pete.
Are you
a bus driver, sir?
I am.
And you're going about your business right now?
I am.
Oh, really? What route are you driving? Okay, fair enough. And what have you seen on the old public transport?
Well, I've been in the industry for 11 years. I could write a book about it.
Really? Give us a highlight.
I was doing night riding in Sydney about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two passengers on the bus, and two heads suddenly turned into one about 10 minutes later, the second head appeared.
So it gets pretty blue on the buses, is what you're saying.
Oh, well, it can, yeah.
So on the buses, this is a documentary. It's essentially telling you.
There's your pants everywhere.
Oh, now, come on, Barney, that's not nice.
All right, fair enough.
Let's we'll let you get back with Brad. Lovely to talk to you.
Sorry, I don't have exact change. We better go on.
Yeah, cool. Hello, Brad, how are you?
Hi, good day, how are you?
Excellent. What's going on in the public transport?
I used to travel on the old blue trains.
Oh,
and one morning I was up the front of the train and the kid, school kid next to me was looking pretty grey in the face. And I said to him, I said, are you all right? And he said, no. He said, I think I'm going to spew. So I reached over, I said, go towards the window. We pulled the window down and we were just pulling into Camberwell Station and he let it go and he gave about 20 to 30 people a big spray. Technicolored suits.
Oh, Brett.
No. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
stay behind the yellow line. In the corn kernels. Good on you, Brett.
Well, that's going to get people back to public transport.
You know what? That story deserves a copy of Chances, Volume 2.
Okay.
Done well, Brett. G'day, Terry.
Oh,
are you there, Terry?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Excellent, mate. What's going on the public transport?
Well, I was on the trams, obviously, in Melbourne on St Kilda Road, and I witnessed two junkies have a full-on debate about whether the floral clock was analog or digital. Because it goes ditch, 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 ditch.
Hello. That is a good, you know, Terry, when I've been in Melbourne, I've caught that tram before, and it's always Fruit City here. It's a story of track pants.
He's trying to get a segment up here called Funky Junkie.
I know.
It's slightly offensive. There's nothing funny about heroin addiction.
No,
but the junkies themselves are quite hilarious.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Terry. We've got so many good calls. We will have to do this again. Thank you, everyone, that's called.
Yeah, cheers. Good stuff.
The spew out the window.
I mean, welcome to the lunch hour here again, Ed. Hey, and joining us in the next hour.
Right.
What a treat. It's a two-part treat.
Mm.
Firstly, you've got Gina Riley and Jane Turner.
Fantastic.
But the real treat is they're going to be as themselves.
Oh, wow.
For once, yes!
Keen to show off every nook and cranny.
This is Dizzy Stuff, folks.
Sharon Jane Turner.
Is it a treat to be on the panel as yourself for once?
Not a treat. It's not a treat for you. No, it's a treat for the listeners.
Come on.
We got nothing.
Come on. You don't need anything for this show. We just did a whole hour about the music of Stephen Segal. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to get the massive brain power of our listeners, because creative ideas, we've got them.
Yeah.
Going to put them to work on the fifth series of Cat and Kid.
Bring it on.
Have you got storyline ideas?
No, the well
is dry.
Not the one.
The well is dry.
Nothing. We probably have a wedding, a baby, a pregnancy, old couple, a tragic old couple.
What about a series a la Duke Hazard Series 7 where two other actors just played them? Just the one series.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And two other people write it.
Well,
yeah,
congratulations.
The series can
be I reckon, more movies. I reckon, the Cat and Kim Code.
Telly movies or real movies? Everyone goes poo-poo for telly movie, but I love the telly movie.
Well, they poo-poo it.
They poo-poo the telly movie. Oh, there's poo-pooing all over the industry.
Well, no one poo-pooed the Stuart Diamond story.
There's no way a fire nomination for our best film.
Oh, nobody
is. Yeah, what is that? Film on television, television with a film.
I think it's real. Yeah, it's, you know what it is? It's comedy telly movies. You don't often see a comedy telly, apart from, like you say, the Stuart Diver one. Like McLaughlin's shirt off in the first scene. That's a
smoke!
All right, well, there's quite a few dilemmas to chew on for this hour. Let's do that. Here, get this. Oh, what were we enjoying there, Mr. Marvel?
Shizzle for shizzle.
Cool.
No sense.
It's the second hour of Get This on Triple M. Gina Riley's here. Jane Turner is about how at the ABC you weren't allowed to use brand names. Of course, brand names are part of the comedy of Cat and Kim. Is that true?
That is true. Well, after they tried to bone the show and not put it on, and reluctantly
That's
had
right.
to put it on, you know, 13 cut down to 8 episodes, they finally read the script and went, oh, no, you can't say. You cannot say Dibbity Bix and Show the Packet. You cannot say Cornflakes and Show the Packet. So I had, I think, Jane, you went there. I had a three-hour meeting with a lawyer at the ABC going, I'll give you Lisa Ho if you'll give me Daewoo. And we negotiated
the car Toyota, which you couldn't say Toyota. It's only one or the other.
But then they were really good, though. After
the show went to air, they decided, oh,
but we have the
art department.
They thought, oh, it doesn't matter. We understand.
The art department spent their whole weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks making these fake packets.
Of fictional brands.
Yeah, so if you look at the first series, there's always these fictional brands. We can say the name, but it's actually a fictional brand.
Then the second series, they just went, we don't want to waste money on it.
But we used to have that on The Late Show. The very first episode had this thing we did called She's Scared with Stuntman. It was Rob Sitch. And the ending of this sketch was him standing there. A truck drives towards him. Cut to him standing there. He's going to stop it with his body. Cut to the truck coming towards him, cut to him, cut to the truck, cut to him, and then it comes from behind, it comes from the other screen direction. That's how the joke works. And they've gone, no, you can't put that sketch to air. And we're going, why not? And they said, well, look, every time you cut to the truck, you can see the word Isuzu on the front of the truck. That's an ad for Isuzu. Now, we edited that. We had never even noticed the word Isuzu. I don't think anyone's going to have a problem with that. Now, the bike's about to be run down. You're not going, oh, I feel like buying an Isuzu. And they said, you're going to have to cut that out.
Pixelated the Isuzu on the front.
And it's just, generic car name. So, did you have the same... Sorry, did you have the same trouble with Copperas? Because wasn't there one where Rob's arm got, he tried to pick up a boiling bat or something or other.
Yeah.
And took his arms up and said, Copperas.
It was like, you just made that Acme.
I think they'd be quite happy to have Acme for every product. Yeah. Try sitting in a meeting with, like, guys in suits telling them, Cobra is hilarious. Nothing sounds hilarious in a meeting. But now you're at Seven, you can say what you want.
We can say what we want. We can say Pantene when we're... Someone else said Qantas too, because you go Qantas, yes, Qantas. Business guys go, we paid every cent for those tickets. We ain't got no kickbacks. We've got no kickbacks.
So the implication is you guys are finishing your working day by loading a whole lot of cases of Pantene.
That's what we're going
to do. Home for you.
That's not to say you're very free to send us.
Well, actually, can I talk a little bit about payola? Because you guys have walked in.
I
eat a lot on this program. And here's me with my, you know, bag of local wraps. Yeah, souvlaki and a, you know, bag full of bananas. And you guys have walked in with the prettiest silver box I've ever seen in my life. I'm expecting to be some sort of crown jewels.
And look at this. Look at this, Rich. Mm-hmm. Channel 7 has laid out lunch for Gina and Jane. Look at this, Rich.
Wow.
That's pieces of bread in their own bag, just so they don't contaminate the little mint that I've got here.
Oh, what's this? Plastic fork?
Plastic fork.
You guys are getting up.
Just like in the restaurant.
It's all happening for us. And a bottle of water. That's our rider.
This is prosciutto, Richard.
Oh, this is prosciutto.
Yeah. Those are figs. I mean, if I'm not mistaken.
Liguri and olives. No,
you're kidding me. Liguri. I mean,
that's what we demand.
Really.
You know, we have got a 2.5 minute song. It's Teenagers by Chemical Romance.
We've got to get through this.
My Chemical Romance.
Chemical Romance, come on, mine.
Yeah, that's right. I reckon Ed can get through everything in that box during this song.
Absolutely right. I've already stopped the Freon while you've been talking, Tom.
Let's see if he can do it. Here, get this. Thank you, my Chemical Romance. Teenagers here, get this on the Triple M. Ed Cavalli didn't make it through the food hamper.
It's got to give him full marks for an audacious attempt, but you wouldn't give him full marks for honesty, Tony.
Very good. Jane Turner is with us, and of course, Gina Riley with us. But Jane, I've just got to ask you, how many people come up to you in the street and say, why are you on the telly doing Julia Gillard?
I was just thinking.
Surely you get that all the time.
I know, she is very pathetic, her accent.
You could easily.
Yes. Oh, Tony, no one's asking, that's what I think. If she needs a decoy, I am there.
That's right.
I specialise in labour politics.
Well, what kind of stuff do you get? I mean, you must go on a lot of shows. Do you find that you're on a radio show, for example, and the song's fading, and just as it's fading, someone goes, guys, we're going to need 5 answers from Kath and Kim on this one. It's Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah,
you get asked to do all the dokey stuff.
Shoot, shag, or something with play.
Marry, shoot, or shag.
How does that work?
They put names up, like they'll say
Shane Warne.
Yeah, Steve Brack, and Prince Charles. And you have to choose which one you'll shag, which one you'll marry, and which one you'll shoot.
And you have to shoot someone.
Yeah.
This radio's got to be dark later.
So I've got Prince Charles. I married Braxy, and I shagged. Who's that on?
Warney,
I'll
shoot. There you go.
That's a ridiculous idea for us to stick around for which of these three songs is Stephen Segal. It's coming up soon here at Get This. Now, Kath and Kim going out this Sunday, 7:30 on your Channel 7. Doesn't seem much different to me. Seems like pretty much the same show.
It is exactly the same.
You've redone the song, though, haven't you? It feels to me like the song has been redone.
I redid the song for the telly movie, the Kath and Kim code. We like it, you know, we thought it was a little different. We had a couple of
pillows.
We had a couple of bit more brass, I think, which we thought we needed.
But the show was written before we signed the deal with Channel 7, so it's totally the same.
It is totally the same.
I've read some reviews you might be reading.
What are they saying is different? Well, it's ad breaks, but, you know, that doesn't really seem to make much difference.
Commercial-style jokes, they said.
What does that mean?
Well, I thought it was weird that Jamie Dury was in every scene now, just at the back gardening.
We
but, you know, that's cool.
Forgetting.
Kochi. They're always trying to get Kochi.
Are they?
In on the act.
Oh, yeah,
what did they say Kochi could do?
Well, that's a Kath and Kochi. The Kim was Kath and Kochi's love.
Oh, Kochi and Cujo.
I think it is.
Possible like a buddy film.
Kochi and Cujo.
Good ideas and plenty of them. That's what we've got. But hang on, this week I've seen the shorts for it. Firstly, you've got Rob Stitch.
Yes.
He's not really. Our big complaint about that man is he hasn't done any acting since Frontline, which was over 10 years ago.
Oh, it's so great. He wakes up
to. He wakes up and he does the character, and it's so fantastic. On the day when we were filming, just going, oh, why doesn't Rob do more? He had the whole...
And he was really laughing. It was funny.
And then, as if that's not enough, did I see Eric Banner?
Eric Banner. Yeah.
How was it hard to
get...
Well, you've worked with Eric on the...
Years ago.
And, I mean, because the thing about Eric Banner is it's like he's got all of those old tapes of Poyter and all that stuff and just buried them.
Yeah.
Because you never see any footage. Why doesn't he go on, like, Saturday Night Live or something like that? And he's a big American movie star now. You think he could go on Saturday Night Live. People wouldn't be expecting him to be very funny. He'd bust out a lot of comedy gear.
Yeah, I don't know. He's decided to go on Captain Kim, which is much better career-wise
than
Saturday Night Live. Daryl's back in the men's wear shop.
Oh, shit. No,
I'm not screwing through to that.
Hey, speaking of America, is there an American version of Kath and Kim coming or not?
Or not. Come on, watch the rumors.
Going through the very Hollywood treatment at the moment, there's been one script, and they've sacked the writer. That script's gone.
Okay.
Completely gone. New writer. We talk to completely new script. So no, you know.
Don't say anything you're not allowed to say, but, I mean, are they still going to be called Kath and Kim?
I'm not sure that'll but I'm not quite sure what they're doing.
They'll be Americans, but they'll be called Kathy. I mean, what elements from...
It's pretty... Yeah.
Well, ...will be retained?
Well, it's up to them, really.
No, Dippity Dicks.
They'll probably have American for the Twinkies.
And, well, as long as the Kel Walk is retained,
yeah,
you know, for Timmy John Goodman or somebody, let's just make sure he does the Kel Power Walk.
Will Ferrell might be good.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's hanging out to
us. Sure.
Well, okay, that's in the future. See what else is in the future. Series 5. Now, you guys say there are no ideas for it at this stage.
Not a one idea.
Well, you've come to the right program.
We could resurrect.
Oh, my character.
I was going to ask you, what's that?
I did notice that in Series 3, Magda was mashing on with Ellen Bro.
Yes. Yeah.
So you've gone, well, we just need another tall, nerdish New Zealander in glasses for him to... Through to passion.
That's the one true love.
That's what you like.
Mark almost came back.
I'm very afraid that character should have been called Beagle. Oh, I see.
What do you need?
Well, let's meet the Get This listeners. They'll have a whole series up on blocks for you by the end of this hour. You don't believe us? Why do you meet them?
Bringing sailors clean, dry clothes.
Brought to you by Triple M and Vanessa and Navarra. Gina and Jane are here from Kath and Kim and just sharing a few libelous stories about female comedians that we can't repeat on air. We certainly wouldn't do that. We're looking for new storylines.
Can I just say quickly, perhaps for the people at Channel 7, whoever's picking a prosciutto down there is doing a bang up job.
You're lovely. I'm trying to get a kick down there.
I'll do anything. I'll be Jamie's tool boy if I have to.
Again,
this is delicious.
Ed is eating his way through, Gina and Jane.
Much
very nice part of the service we provide. Yeah, and another service we provide is great storylines, great new plot ideas. We've got the listeners at our disposal. Stuff for Series 5 with Kath and Kim. Have you had any storylines that just haven't worked, that you haven't been able to crowbar in?
No.
Nothing everything goes in?
We use everything. Oh, my God. We have. We've thrown out many an episode. I think we've used a lot of things that don't work in the show.
The desktop is full of little piles of kind of strange ideas.
Yeah,
that was a whole episode that we turned.
Sometimes we lose episodes, good episodes, completely on the computer. We don't know where they go.
Deleted.
Deleted. But, you know, do you want to save this episode? No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
let's see what we can come up with. What about Sharon becoming really successful on something like Australian Idol, and then you have to sort of suck up to her for a while? Something like that. Wouldn't work.
She's got to be downtrodden.
Got to be downtrodden
Kim
all the time.
Kim needs to be mean to her.
Yeah, Kim's no good, isn't it? She's nice.
Right.
Or too needy. It just doesn't. We've tried it. It doesn't work.
A little bit of success for Sharon's good.
Yeah.
You need to have her a little bit of success.
I love the sunburn. It's great with you. How did you achieve that jumping into the pool? What sort of chemicals do they use?
A lot of dry ice.
Dry ice.
Yeah.
Well, of course,
course, you've got Ted Emery directing your show, and nobody's worked with dry eyes more than that man.
The King of Countdown.
How is that man?
He's fantastic. Looks 100 years old, and now he's worked with another series with us, but no, he's fantastic.
If you don't know, Ted Emery is like a legend in the TV business. And he once told me that, because a lot of the Countdown episodes have been erased now, he said that there is an episode that no longer exists where he plays Alice Cooper.
Oh, man.
Look like Alice Cooper.
Does. Alice Cooper was too drunk to go on, so Ted put the makeup on, and it was like Alice's first
time.
That's right, because no one knew what he looked like, because it was his first trip to Australia. I think Molly interviews Ted Emery for a minute.
Oh,
and Alice Cooper.
Man. That would have been great.
What ideas for Kath and Kimmy? I just got the idea of a cracking game of table tennis at the house, perhaps.
Oh,
yeah, I love this scene. Just even if it's just a scene, I just want to see Kel in the shorts, you know, Brady up the other end in the short sleeve shirt with the tie.
Kel getting cross because Brett's winning.
Absolutely right, you know.
Yeah, storms, I think, that's a whole episode, not one scene.
Kath having a mean backhand, you know.
Kath would get a bit competitive.
Any excuse for dancing, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. Like, because Jane Taylor is such a wonderful dancer.
Yes.
All the way back to fast forward days. And Jen is such a wonderful singer. What about a musical, Kath and Kim episode?
Yes. Been invited on Australia's Got Talent.
That'd be great.
So I'll do some.
No, we'd love to do a musical or something. Maybe a stage show or something.
What are you saying? An entirely sung episode like pop rock style?
Buffy.
Who did that?
But hey, that's never
done. Are you karaoke?
We did that.
What is, now, I'm imagining, Jeannie, you're pretty good at the real life karaoke.
She's good. But Kim doesn't sing, see.
Yeah.
My character wouldn't do that. She might, if we did a stage show, she might find her voice.
Are you guys at the point where you do say things like, my character wouldn't do that?
No, our characters will do anything.
Yeah. All right, let's see if that's true. Let's throw it up into the listeners. Are you willing to accept unsolicited ideas from the nation?
You have to put a little legal rider on anything you suggest, and we use. You can't get paid. You mustn't come to us and say you owed us.
We learned that. We've had every idea ever.
In perpetuity is a word I learned from the ABC. They're very big on in perpetuity.
They certainly are. I'm sure some of your children still belong to the ABC somehow. All right, give us a call with your plotline idea for Kath and Kim. 1-3-3-5-3. The new blue here at Triple M is to get this. Gina Riley, Jane Turner, they're with us. Kath and Kim goes out on Channel 7. Did they have any accidents?
No.
We have no safety officer here at Triple M.
Especially in the face.
Headphone accidents. Just part of the fun as we attempt to canvass the nation for new plotline ideas for future episodes of Kath and Kim. Who's got one in, Kelly?
Scott, how are you?
G'day, boys.
Your idea for the plot, my friend?
I reckon those two foxy ladies, they should bring out aerobics old style, Kath and Kim style.
Leotard. So I'm all kitted out.
Yeah.
I'll buy a copy. I'll buy plenty.
Scotty.
Scott.
Have you got the full collection at home now, aerobics old style?
No, but I'll definitely get a Kath and Kim version.
Yeah.
Okay, on you.
That's
on you, Scott.
That's in. There you go, Scott. Current cast just not hot enough. From Scott, we go to Mark. How are you, sir?
Not too bad, gang. Yourself?
We're excellent. Your idea?
My idea, I'd like to see Tony come back as a stalker / peeping Tom for Sharon.
Well, we always end up making the nice ones pants men.
I reckon Tony would make an excellent perv, eh?
I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you. Right. I'm available.
It's that little Abe Lincoln beard. Yeah, the beard makes you look a bit creepy.
All right.
Yeah, with that evil look in his eye, too, with his glasses popped up, I reckon it's
wow. Yeah. I'll try it. You've got to stuff in, Mark. And then Ellen Rowe could be a rival perv.
I think so.
All right.
I reckon it should be in the background too, Pervin as well.
Not bad. I'll be Pervin on Tony, Pervin on Sharon.
Do you like Pervin?
Yes. The base economy. Thank you, Mark. You know, one of the best things about Kath and Kim, I find, is the male characters.
Because thanks a lot.
No,
Lovely. Thank you, Tony.
Think about this, because you'll often, if someone wants to criticise Kath and Kim, they'll go, oh, it's a cliched view of Australia.
Yeah.
And you go, but if it was, wouldn't all the men have a slab of beer and be called Kim and
that's
be
right.
blokey as? Whereas it's, I've never seen so many man bags and sensitive men.
We love the idea that the men treat us like princesses and women. They're queens, they couldn't, they all just fawdle over because they think they're the worst thing ever. But it doesn't happen in real life, so we just have to make
first draft, every episode always says, hey, mate, how you, mate, but we have to take all the mates out.
That's right.
Because that's the way we write men.
Me, Russell, and Bell, Alan Bro, it's a very wussy bunch.
We make a great calendar. The men of Captain Kim.
Oh, that's in perpetuity, yes.
Write that down. Who's got another? Anthony, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Look, mate, what's your idea?
Well, I'm thinking Jeff and Kim could invent their own game show. Maybe sell it to the ABC.
What sort of format?
Sorry? They could make it have things like Name That Sausage.
We could get a wheel and spin the wheel.
We have been a specialty, subject on the Einstein Factor, but
somebody's
come on and said my specialty is Kevin King.
And did Barry Jones correct them on all of us? No, I think you'll find Kel was cooking these sort of pranks.
Pork and dill sausage, I think you'll find in episode 3.
We need more good ideas. Who's got one?
Good day, Tim.
Hey, how you going?
Excellent. Your idea?
Bring bar jars back.
Yeah.
And I think bar jars could be the love interest to Sharon. Some sort of a studio for the network team.
Well, this is a great idea, but sadly Lucky Girl's no longer available.
Yeah, that's the problem. But I thought, the character was such an everlasting picture in my mind. And whenever I hear you guys or see
sort of Sharon haircut.
He did.
Lucky, he did. Maybe Cujo could be like an Inspector Rex. I watched that last night.
Oh, that's a good Rex. You like Inspector Rex? And did anyone, did Rex solve the crime the way he always solves the crime? By just walking up and pointing his nose at someone?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He was very funny because he was helping a sick person and he dropped his there, dinner. And he had his little paws on the trolley and wheeled the trolley.
Oh, that's the cutest cop of all.
You can just see the people behind him pushing him on the and his little legs, his little dancing feet across the floor.
All right.
Thin line between Inspector Rex and the Littlest Hobo, isn't it?
Little Hobo solved the crime. There's a great bit in the opening of the Littlest Hobo. In the opening montage, until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on, and he's sort of dragging kids out of a river and all this kind of fun stuff. And then at one point, he's just got a rifle in his mouth, running down the main street.
That's true.
There's random shots of hot air balloons and boats.
Yeah. And nothing to do with the acting titles.
More good ideas for Kathy Gore. Hi, Darren, how are you?
Oh, g'day, Tone, guys, and girls. Yeah. Oh, good idea. I reckon you could revive an old character that you once had. It could be Brett's mum. She's the fat slag with the smoke hanging out of her mouth. She goes, I said, love, I said, Pet, I said, love, I said, Pet, I said, Brett.
Oh.
That was the other one in Fessin. I said, oh, you're a nice old soul, aren't you?
She was hilarious.
Lennon Carmel.
Yes, well, I guess, the role of Bruce Mum is taken, but I guess Lynn could do a cameo at some point, but I'm sure there's a lot of rights issues there. Steve Beinhardt would probably want to check if she attempted to do that. I'm guessing. No comments. Moving on. Hi, Mark, how are you?
G'day, guys, how are you going?
Excellent. Your idea for Captain Kim?
Well, I just think they accidentally get invited to a swingers party. You have Sean McCall from Mark Downey play the swingers.
That's a good idea. Keep talking.
Even Ted Emery couldn't come up with this sort of goal.
Oh, very good.
But Mark can play her character Marion, because she's a bit of a swinger. Mark plays the marriage consultant.
It's just gold, guys.
And we'd love to get Sean in.
That's a great idea, because it has to be.
Maybe a silver fox.
Yeah, the fox is very right.
Oh, he's very silver fox.
But has, I mean, because there is, every few episodes there's an attempt to revive the marriage. Was it? Did I just dream this? Well, were you guys in a bath, Chris, Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson from A Star Is Born?
You didn't dream it.
No,
we actually did because we were undressed there. But it was a little a homage.
All right, sweet.
We had the green. That was Kel, proving that he was straight. He declared his love for Barbara, so he
went in. We've got a Pamela Chris
Oh, I'm not convinced.
And how could I said, how could I overthink you were gay when you're a huge Barbara Streisand fan?
Well, a swingers party, a key party, a la the ice door. Oh, that's a good idea.
That ended well.
So many good ideas. Thanks for them. I'm afraid you've lost those ideas, people. They've been bagged up. They now belong to Gina and Jane. We'll be seeing in future episodes. And what about Richard Marsden?
Yeah, what about Richard Marsden?
I've seen you, ladies, sitting here perving at our panel operator. You're thinking, what kind of talent does this guy possess? Is there something we could maybe incorporate into the series? We'll find out next on Get This. Here at Get This, I Don't Remember on Triple M. Gina and Jane from Kath and Kim are with us for this hour. Guys, we've had Rod calling up. He wants to know, is the show called Kath and Kim because of the Scottish term Kip and Kim, meaning friends and family? No, I don't think it is.
I wish we thought of that, but no, we love that. You know, connection.
Yes.
We read articles about what everything means. Double show, and that meaning we're going, oh, really? Does it mean that?
There's a paperback. There's a novel called Kith and Kin that you'll often see in the shop, and I always think it's the New Zealand version of Kath and Kim, who's leaping out of it. How does it go? It's shown in New Zealand, is it?
It is. We're quite big in your hometown.
Kind of, because anything that just takes off Australia. I was in a comedy review once where I just played Richie Beno, and we didn't have to write any jokes. People just thought the accent was, you know, you think Bosch and Chops is hilarious. Here, the New Zealand equivalent of that is pool.
Oh, is it?
It's hearing Australians say the word pool.
Oh, I love pool and cool.
So cool.
Pool. 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 Pool.
Pool. S-K-E-W-E-L. That one. That's our equivalent of push ups. What about Richard Marsden? You've been eyeing him off for the whole hour. What's he capable of? People are calling him, wanting us to trigger a breakdown announcement. People are requesting technical cock-ups now on the show.
Well, you know what they're like.
It's all just me.
We need you to help trigger one of our breakdown announcements. Gina, could you just shake this invisible shaker for me? You could just...
Yes.
What's she in retirement at the moment?
She is, her wig's in a box. She's living in Perak with
But I might bring her out because I'm about her age now and not Kim. And fashion-wise, you're about the same. Exactly.
We were saying that to Glenn Robbins, just as the years go by, eventually he'll wake up one morning, he will be Uncle Arthur. He'll just look in the mirror.
Oh, yes. It's all coming to us.
Did Tenille Most Fire count as a song, Nikki?
No! All right, time to start being back in a moment.
I get no...
And thank you, James and Jade, for sitting in for the whole hour with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for those ideas for using the product.
And what can we plug? Well, I guess Camp and Kim, that goes out at 7:30 Sunday nights.
Yes.
On the Channel 7. Certainly does. Pretty much the same show. I think you'll find.
I think it was last week.
That would be odd. But you can access, of course, the full Camp and Kim archives at your DVD shop for free series. Don't forget the Kelly movie. If you want to see Phil Knight play the classic line, you'll keep Buble. That's the one you're going to need. Thanks. Good luck with the rest of the series. And thanks to everyone who called up. Our key phrase, well, because it's the weekend. I think we need something that's going to get people partying over the weekend. What do you got, Rich?
This is the last bill for stunt. Here's a stunt. It's a stunt.